This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. For the first time in 11 years, Birmingham has a Pulitzer Prize winner. Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald won the Pulitzer for commentary Monday. The judges wrote, his pieces on government corruption and calling out hypocrisy is rooted in Alabama, but has national resonance. I spoke with John about the honor.
First of all, congratulations.
Thanks. It's sort of a dream.
A lot of your colleagues, when this was announced, released video on social media that showed you in front of a computer with earbuds on, presumably listening to the announcement. And when the announcement came, you just dropped your head. What were you thinking?
Well, I was FaceTiming my wife, actually, who's in Washington at the moment. And so I was thinking that there was much ado about nothing. And then when it happened, it hit me like a ton of bricks. You know, and I was lucky enough that my son worked there. He was sitting right beside me, and it was a moment I'll never – well, actually, I was going to say it's a moment I'll never forget, but actually I don't really remember it because it was such a blur, but it was overwhelming.
So having a little bit of time to celebrate and have to sink in, I mean, what's this mean?
It means that when I die, there'll be a line in my obit that says I won the Pulitzer Prize, but otherwise I've got to go find stories and write them. And I hope that nothing changes in the sense that I want to do what I do.
Well, you've been a columnist since 2004. You were a reporter before that. And I wonder how commentary has changed over the last 14 years. I'm thinking particularly about the fact that when you started, social media was in its infancy.
Right. It's changed dramatically for me. And I think part of it is that when I started writing a column, there was, I think the things that I wrote were far harsher. Maybe I had used a baseball bat more than a carrot. But I think that with the advent of social media and Twitter and the fact that so many other voices have entered the stream, that doesn't work anymore because anybody can yell. Not to say that the rant is not in my toolbox, but I think that you have to find different ways to tell it. And, you know, just the fact that people read differently on the internet than they do in the newspaper. In the newspaper, you can write a humor column, for instance, that people, if they know that where it is, they'll look to it and enjoy it. On the internet, they read in a different way, and that's just not really, unless you're super funny, that's just not something that's going to be looked up.
Well, you wrote on Twitter that you consider Steve Lopez, who's now at the Los Angeles Times, he's your reason for wanting to be a columnist. People might know him because he befriended a homeless man who had dropped out of Juilliard because of mental illness. He wrote a book about it. It later became a movie. I should mention that you beat him in this category. He was a finalist, but
I wouldn't say beat him.
You were awarded.
In a twisted, surreal world, he was a finalist, and I, for some reason, won.
Well, what is it about his work that inspires you?
I first became familiar with him when he was at the Philadelphia Inquirer. Philadelphia was a really corrupt place at the time, and his coverage of City Hall, his commentary about City Hall, is both so clear and simple. It wasn't long and pontificating. It was just beautiful and brutal. But at the same time, he can go out and befriend this man, as you say, in Los Angeles, and develop this rapport. And he can tell the soul of his subject to the wider world. And I think, you know, those two things combined are just magic to me. I mean, when you can look out for those who can't look out for themselves, and you can hold the powerful accountable. I mean, that's our job, and it's sometimes done better than others, and he does it beautifully.
What do you do for a column after you've been named a Pulitzer Prize winner?
I don't know, but I better come up with something. I mean, I think what I want to do is, I mean, the whole nature of this is so subjective, and so many people deserve to win who don't, like Steve, like other people here, like people all over the state. And, you know, I would like to point out the work that others do. Don't want to sound like a humble brag or anything, but that's a delicate line to walk. But, you know, if I ever call myself a Pulitzer Prize winner, punch me in the face is all I got to say.
John Archibald is a Pulitzer Prize winning columnist with the Alabama Media Group.